It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
We do a lot of these Awkward Tuesday phone calls with people who are in relationships and things like that. But I think the hardest and most uncomfortable Awkward Tuesday phone calls are the ones that involve coworkers. Oh. Because you have to be very careful because you could end up getting yourself fired.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's tricky, unless you hate your job.
Yeah. Then maybe you want to get fired. But Holly's on the phone to do an Awkward Tuesday phone call right now, and apparently it involves a coworker of hers. So, Holly, I'll make sure that our advice for you is on point today.
Yeah.
So that you don't get fired. Have you thought about planting drugs on him?
No.
It's kind of my go-to lately these days.
For like the last month, all you've been asking people to do in Awkward Tuesday phone calls is plant drugs on people.
Just, like, drugs on you all the time?
Well, to plant on other people, yeah. It helps solve a lot of problems. Nobody's taking me up on it yet. But Holly, what do you want to do with your Awkward Tuesday phone call today?
Well, I work with this guy. His name is Andy. And I feel really, really bad for him because he lately just smells and reeks of garlic. Like to the point where people are talking about him, and I don't think he even knows how bad the smell is.
Where do you guys work? It's not like a restaurant and he's the chef, right?
No. We work for an ad agency. So we work in kind of like cubicle areas, but our desks are pretty close together. So.
And is it one of those like garlic smells where it just like is inside him, or is it right after he gets back from lunch?
No, it's all day, every day for
what?
The past, like I would say 2 months now. And, you know, I don't know what to do because people are talking about him behind his back because nobody wants to confront him.
It's really that bad?
Well, I was working with a client of ours, and we walked by his desk, and they actually gagged when they walked by his
desk.
Shut
up.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Is this a dude, like, did he maybe change colognes, and his cologne smells like garlic?
I mean, I don't know who would ever buy a cologne that smelled like that.
Okay.
So repulsive, but now I have to take my meetings outside of the office because it's been so horrendous.
Oh, my God. So he's actually, like, altering your work life.
Oh,
Garlic Andy is making it that hard to be around him.
It's really bad. And now, you know, all my coworkers are saying, because I'm kind of, like, the closest to him, you know, friend-wise. And they are kind of rallying me to confront him because they don't want to say anything. And I just don't know how to talk to him about this.
So they've nominated you to tell him to... I don't know, do whatever he has to do to not smell like garlic every day.
Stop smelling.
Yeah. Stop stinking, Andy.
Oh,
I will say, I would appreciate it more coming from a friend than having HR talk to me about it.
Yeah, but there's no good way to just be like, yo, you stink.
Right.
But at least it's garlic and not BO.
It's still just as bad almost.
I know. What kind of person is Andy?
He's kind of quiet. He doesn't have like a ton of friends.
He's a garlic lover. That's all we know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which makes it even more awkward because I can't just joke around with him about it. You know, I can't just come right out and say it. I have to approach this. I have to find another way. That's why I'm calling you guys. I just have to find another way to talk to him.
And you can't, like, go out and get him drunk and then tell him.
We're not, like, that close, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're friends at work, but we're not super close. We don't really hang out outside of work.
Okay.
So your goal with the Awkward Tuesday phone call is just to call him and tell him that he smells like garlic and everybody's freaking out about it.
Sounds bad.
I just don't know how to do it.
Yeah, that's hard, especially when you have to tell him that you have to take meetings outside of the office because he's making your clients gag.
Man.
And I don't want to hurt his feelings, you know? I'm not trying to make him feel bad at all or embarrass him, but I feel like if I smelled like that, I would want to know.
Yeah.
How could people not know when they smell like that, though? I don't understand.
You can't smell yourself.
Yeah. I don't.
There's a lot of people in this office that smell all the time. Like, I get in the elevator with them sometimes. I'm like, how do you not know? But I guess he doesn't. So have you thought about how you want to tell him at all?
I can't. I just don't know what to do. That's why I'm calling you.
Okay, well.
I was hoping you would have an idea.
We'll play a song and then come back, give you a little bit of advice, and then you can call Andy and tell him that he stinks like garlic.
Okay. All right.
All right. Hang on.
Thanks.